practice?
I don't think so. No, I don't feel like we had our best day today as a group. Well, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, a lot of penalties, you know, not converting well. And also, I don't think I had one of my best days as well.
When Peyton is angry, what does that do for the rest of the team? Is it a motivational thing that you know you've got to get better?
I think it is a motivational thing, but I think sometimes people get, you know, sometimes get nervous and then make it even worse sometimes, and then they keep messing up. But now it's our third year with him, so we know when he's mad and we know what we got to do to make it better. So no, I don't know how well he's going to feel today, but I don't think we had our best day today.
Does sometimes
how do you know
he
when he's mad?
Yeah.
How do you know when he's mad? Is it a look? Is it the words? What is it?
It depends. It depends what the play is. It depends what happened that play. You know, he might say something sometimes, and sometimes you can just notice it on his face. But, you know, he really don't say much to you. But, you know, as a group coming out to practice, you want to do your best because it's either you're gonna get it in meetings or you're going to get it on the field.
How do you handle it better now than you did maybe 2 years ago when a practice wouldn't go well and he would get on you?
You know, now, you know, if I mess up in practice or something, you know, I always go to him and say, can we work on this to make it better, at least get a completion? Because say he throw a ball to me, and I might slip or fall and let somebody pick it off. You know, I want to at least work on it before we go in. So, you know, it's a connection there, and we know we can do better the next time.
After winning the way you did on Sunday, is it beneficial to have somebody crack the whip and get this team refocused?
Yeah, I think so. You know, coming off that game, you know, a lot of guys was happy about it, and I feel like coming out today against the Houston Texans, we didn't do so well. And, you know, that says a lot. You know, I don't know what it was, but I think as a group of offense and defense, you know, we didn't do too well, especially coming off, you know, 34-0. And even if it was a preseason game, you know, I think we did a great job Sunday and not so good today.
How much of that do you give credit to the Texans? And it's obviously a pretty challenging defensive team that's coming here.
I give them a lot of credit. You know, they came in and they did what they were supposed to do. You know, they put pressure. You know, they stopped us on, you know, a couple third down, fourth down, 2 minutes, they stopped us. So, you know, they get a lot of credit.
Is Peyton stronger this year? Can you tell?
I feel like he gets stronger every year. I don't know how, but I feel like he do.
Could you see it in the weight room this summer?
I ain't going to say I see it in the weight room now. Maybe when we, you know, like in Duke, you can tell. When I went to Duke, I could tell, you know, coming out of first week of OTAs, you can tell. It's a big difference, I think, every year.
Do you think he makes your own defensive backs better, too, than they had to practice against him?
I think so, because I feel like, you know, Peyton's so good at placement with the ball, at receivers, and only receivers can get. And I feel like if, you know, a DB is capable of picking him off or, you know, being there close to it, I don't feel like every quarterback in the league can do what he does. So it'll make them better, and, you know, it might be in the right spot sometimes.
DT, was this a below-average practice for you guys?
I think it was about average, maybe. I really don't know. You got to watch film. I can't say what about defense, special team, but as an offense, you know, I think we got some things we can do better. And I say average.
Peyton said you guys stunk.
We did.
Okay.
But, I don't look at it like he does, you know. But we didn't do our best. I ain't gonna say stunk.
You surprised you got 10 catches in the preseason? That's a pretty.
I am surprised. I am. Last year it wasn't like that. You know, 5 catches in the first quarter of these games. You know, it's a surprise. And it's fine with me.
It is.
Why is that? You guys seem to be like you have a totally new connection. Like you're just on the same page with everything.
I have no idea. I think it's his first read, but I really don't know. You know. I'm beginning my spot, and he pinned the ball in the right spot and making plays on the ball.
Are those socks available in stores or online?
Nah. I have to get you some.
Did Vaughn make those, or did you customize those?
I got these made. Somebody send them to me.
Vaughn had Slick Rick and Tupac so far.
I got a couple. I got Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. A couple more people.
All right. Thanks,
Thanks.
Thank you.